Despite limping for days and crying for weeks, this incident didn't fit my ideas about rape like I'd seen on TV. Tom was an unarmed lunatic. He was my boyfriend. And it didn't happen in a seedy alleyway. It happened in my own bed. By the time I could identify what had happened to me as rape, he had completed his exchange program and left for Australia. So I told myself it was pointless to address what had happened. And besides, it had to have been my fault somehow. I was raised in a world where girls are taught that they get raped for a reason. Their skirt was too short. Their smile was too wide. Their breath smelled of alcohol. And I was guilty of all of those things. So the shame had to be mine. It took me years to realize that only one thing could have stopped me from being raped that night, and it wasn't my skirt. It wasn't my smile. It wasn't my childish trust. The only thing that could have stopped me from being raped that night is the man who raped me. Had he stopped himself?